This is the Catskill Mountain News Podcast. I'm Don Matheson, and I'm joined now by Joan Lawrence Bauer. Joan is the publisher and editor of the Catskill Mountain News. And Joan, we've heard that a student at SUNY Delhi died today. I wonder, can you shed any light on that story for us?
Yes, we can, and we're certainly covering this sad story. Public officials did alert all of the media at about 12:37 on Monday afternoon, yesterday afternoon, that a student at SUNY had died on the campus. They were all investigating it, particularly to try to find out if there was any danger to anyone else on the campus. And less than an hour later, they did confirm that while one student had passed away, that there was never any imminent danger to anyone else on the campus. We covered and attended a press conference on it late Monday afternoon, and we will be providing full coverage in the paper on Wednesday morning.
What about some other stories that will be in the paper?
Oh, it's as usual, it's going to be a really chock-full paper. There are village elections coming up in Margaretville and Fleischmann's, and actually Margaretville, which didn't have enough candidates on the ballot, someone has stepped up, Sarah Scully, and she will be running as a write-in. So we'll be covering both the Village of Fleischmann's and the Village of Margaretville elections. We're also covering an interesting news story in the town of Middletown. In their last board meeting, the town of Middletown announced that they would begin to put audio tapes of their monthly board meeting on their website so that people could go on the website and listen to the tapes.
Any word on why Middletown is going to post the audio of their meetings online?
Yes, it's a very, very interesting breaking story. Originally, they refused to do it. They said that people didn't need that and people could come to the meetings. But they did have a change of heart based on a number of things that people said in the meetings, and realized that they were on the wrong side of the issue, so to speak. So the town clerk, who is actually the person in charge of the minutes, who is independently elected other than the board, so she doesn't really answer to the board, the town clerk has determined that she will, in fact, put the audio tapes of the board's monthly meeting on the website. Now, that is not every meeting, but at least it's a beginning. So we'll be covering all the details of that story in this week's paper.
Joan, you mentioned some of the candidates who will be running in Fleischmann's, and also that there's not quite enough candidates to fill all of the posts. What about the election, the village elections in Margaretville? Who's running there?
Well, in Margaretville, Sarah Scully has stepped up to run as a write-in candidate. And it's an interesting thing to note. She is the daughter of the person who is running for mayor, John Hubble. And she is the granddaughter of John Hubble's father, William Hubble, who was the mayor for many years in the village. So it's a family legacy of public service. And many community members are certainly happy that she has volunteered to step up and run for this post.
Joan, before you go, is there any big news on the sports pages?
There is. Funny you should ask. The South Courtright Lady Rams won another championship basketball game, and they are now on their way to the New York State quarterfinals in Troy, New York, this coming weekend. We're following them with excitement and hoping they keep on their winning ways, and we'll be covering them in detail in this week's paper and again next week.
Joan Lawrence Bauer, the publisher and editor of the Catskill Mountain News, and there you have it, the Catskill Mountain News podcast. And you can find a new podcast every Tuesday on the Catskill Mountain News website, which is catskillmountainnews.com.